The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Sports is kind of slowing down. What are we going to do? I guess we're just going to have some fun. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the manager. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday. Usually guys are in a bad mood, but hey, it's a nice day out. Relax. We'll get you home in one piece. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
More stuff than sports. Today.
Yeah,
it's kind of a stuffy day, but just trying to get all my horse stuff out of the way for the week.
Because
Preakness on Saturday, and actually we'll be out. I guess we're doing the show Friday from the track.
Yes,
and then I'll be out there Saturday from 1 to 3, and we'll be giving away meet and greet things for that. So we'll be doing that a little bit later in the show. But I've got
Falcon.
Well, yeah, and
it's the promotion we're running.
Yeah, when I don't know if we're quite calling it that, but that's all right.
Should.
But yeah, I'll be out there Saturday from 1 to 3. I'll have some Preakness plays tomorrow. I'll have all my stuff done tomorrow.
All right.
Today I got all my Sam Houston stuff done for the week. So that's what I've been up to: sports map and handicapping quarter horses. Just
what a life.
But I have the place to myself for a week, at least a week. So,
oh my!
I'm kind of.
What are you gonna do? Pleasure yourself in different places around the house?
No, pretty much the same place. I'm pretty predictable.
Okay.
So,
do you watch porno with the volume turned all the way up?
No, I'm not really a volume guy.
Okay, you don't need a lot of volume.
No.
Okay.
So,
headphones guy?
Nah.
Just super quiet or all the way muted?
I just mute it.
Really?
I don't really want to hear what they have to say.
Huh. Interesting. That says a lot about you.
Whatever. But no, I will be spending a lot of time at home. Hanging out with the mutts and watching TV and working.
All right.
So, I'm pretty much behave.
Oh, sure you will. You'll be at the racetrack.
I'll be at the racetrack, yeah. So, Friday and Saturday. And I plan to make some money on the Preakness. I'm just going to.
I would hope so.
I'm going to throw it out there right now. I'm going to.
Imagine you're like, I plan to lose my ass on the Preakness this weekend. That would be unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. This story that Joe just sent me that guy claims he should have won $609,000 on the Derby. But it was capped, which happens. That's why you got to watch it when you bet in a book or online. You need to read the rules real careful. Because that happened to me on a site where it was 1,000 to 1 was the cap.
Okay.
And I hit something for $1,800 on
a dollar. I remember that.
And I was not happy about that. So, yeah, that's it's a very common thing. That's why you should. On big wagers like that, you should just bet them at the track where it's going into the pools and there's no cap on it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, man, this Lakers mess. Apparently the minority owners aren't happy with Jeannie Buss now, and Kurt Rambis is allegedly running things. I mean, what the hell's going on with that franchise?
Who knows? What a mess. What a mess.
Remember when they were the gold standard?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
No.
And it started going downhill at the end of Kobe's career, but.
Well, before that, when they decided to pay Kobe.
Yeah.
Even though they knew that they weren't going to be getting Kobe.
Kind of like the Rockets did with Chris Paul.
Exactly that. Except they didn't have a James Harden.
Kobe was the Harden.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you got your draft lottery tonight. Are you excited for that?
I guess. I don't know. I'm like I'm more of a draft guy than a draft lottery guy.
Yeah, I don't really care to watch the draft lottery. Just tell me who gets what pick. That's all I care. It's kind of like the Academy Awards to me. I don't want to watch them going in there and doing their speeches and all their crap. Just tell me who won the award.
That's kind of how I feel. I'm down with that.
It's kind of how I feel about the draft lottery. And I'm curious to see how it plays out. And I know that the draft is a little more interesting for you because you've been watching all these guys in college.
Yeah. Like for me, I want to see Ja Morant, as I've talked about a lot, one of my favorite players. I'm excited to see where he goes. I'm excited to see where DeAndre Hunter goes. I'm excited to see where Jackson Hayes ends up. I think he's got some long-term potential. I'm excited to see what happens with the Duke trio. I say the trio. I mean, their whole team might get drafted in the first round. There's some guys that Brandon Clark is another one who it's probably going to go mid-first, and I think is going to be the steal of the draft. So whoever, if he goes outside the top 10, someone's just stealing money, in my opinion. I think he's freakishly good. So I'm excited about things like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious because obviously this is where your sexy NBA franchises that suck have a chance to get a good player. We talked about this yesterday, the whole number two picks. We never really got to it, but some of the guys who have been number two picks overall, not so good. Not so good. And I'm assuming that we know who's going number one overall, and I think he's going to be a pretty good NBA player, especially when he learns to shoot.
No, he's not going to learn to shoot. They're just going to build around his skill set, and he'll be good. I don't think he'll be the transcendent player that everybody thinks he'll be. I don't think he's – like, there's people who think he's the next LeBron James. I don't think that. But if he's Blake Griffin, is anybody sad?
No, you'd take that.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a fair comp for what you're asking him to be.
So. But then after him, I guess it depends on who's got the picks. But I think most people are torn between – Ja Morant and RJ Barrett, and that's the, you know, I don't really see anyone else who would make sense in those spots. I like both those players. I like Morant more, because I think that
you've been waving the flag for that guy all season.
He's just got a really rare skill set, and he's almost like an unselfish version of Russell Westbrook. If there is such a thing,
that's an interesting.
Like he's a guy who actually he gets assists organically, not just to bump his triple double numbers. Like he actually is trying to involve his teammates and stuff like that. But he's a great rebounding guard. I think that there's a lot to be interested in with him.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. See that apparently Kyrie Irving has no interest in teaming with LeBron again.
Well, okay.
It worked, guys.
Yep. Listen, he's made his bed. That guy basically said, I want to be the man on a championship team. And not only was he not the man on the Celtic, well, I mean, I guess he was, but he basically is rolling out of town with his tail tucked between his legs, having been shown that, A, you're not good enough to be the man on a championship team. And B, you're not a great leader. You're not a guy that people want to rally around. And that's what's great about LeBron. And that's, I mean, LeBron had guys like Kyrie Irving. And really, even before that, before Kyrie and Kevin Love, he had guys like Dwayne Wade, who was, one of the five best players in the league, willing to play second fiddle to him to win because he knew what he could do with LeBron James. Chris Bosh, same way. Chris Bosh was the man in Toronto. And he was like, you know what? I don't need to be the man. I just want to win. And it's, I don't know. His likability ranking has gone way down in the last couple of years. I don't know what it would take to recover.
Yeah, well, I don't think LeBron's has gone up either, though.
No.
That's the thing. And Brian Windhorst said last week that it was a possibility. And I kind of take everything he says with a grain of salt because he's basically a mouthpiece for LeBron, so he's trying to get anybody interested in going out there because that's his job. But he said one of the reasons was that Jason Kidd was considered a candidate to become the coach, but Frank Vogel ended up getting the job. However, Kidd is going to join his staff. And Stephen A. said there's no way in hell he's going to L.A. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A.
According
to folks close to Kyrie's family.
Okay.
So, and it's basketball, so I'm going to lean Stephen A. on this one.
Oh, fair enough.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, I have to tell you about 4hims.com. It's your one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, all for men. And, guys, if you're having performance issues, it's a lot more common than you think. And, frankly, a quarter of the new ED cases are guys under 40. And get over 40, the percentage goes up. So if you're in that range and you're having some struggles, listen, there's nothing to be embarrassed about here. This is really cool because they're going to connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions, and they're going to give you well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions. So there's no reason to be going to a gas station to get those supplements there or snake oil pills or any of that. These are prescription solutions backed by science, backed by doctors. And there's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. No lines. You can save hours just by going to 4hims.com. It's that easy. You answer a few quick questions with the doctor, and products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you were going to the doctor or a pharmacy. Just go to 4hims.com/Fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/Fred5. That's the number 5. 4hims.com/Fred5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz, and if you listen to our show, you probably know that I enjoy drinking alcohol. But you know what I don't enjoy? Feeling crappy in the morning. And if I'm honest, it doesn't take much these days for that to happen. That's why I take Cheers every time I drink. Cheers is a supplement you take after drinking to help you feel better the next day. Like an antacid for alcohol, Cheers is scientifically designed to neutralize alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. No more headaches, nausea, sluggishness, or pain, and it's healthy for your liver, too. To use Cheers, simply take 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back, no questions asked. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. So order today, risk-free, at CheersHealth.com. Order by 4 o'clock, and the product will be on your doorstep tomorrow. That's CheersHealth.com, or you can find it on Amazon. Cheers, the best thing to happen to alcohol since, well, alcohol. CheersHealth.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I was just reading more on this story about the guy who had all the derby bets that he thought was going to pay him $600,000.
Yes.
And he's just wrong, unfortunately. And that's there's most of the books, especially when you're like off the strip, they don't have pari-mutuel licenses.
So right.
They always cap them. And there's always a sign there that says this is what you're capped at. And everything was capped at, I think, 150 on the exacta and 500 on the try. And, you know, that's where you want to go and bet somewhere else. Go bet someplace that has a pari-mutuel license and it doesn't have a cap. So you know, no offense, sir. Congratulations that you hit your bet. That was smart. Betting it there was dumb. Cost yourself a lot of money. Brother Bear asked, kind of curious, Broussard's hypothetical take on Morey trying to sway the 76ers to trade Simmons for CP3 would be somewhat of a possibility if they win the Zion ping pong ball tonight. I think that's almost 0% chance that that would happen. If you're the Sixers, I don't care, even if you get Zion, how does that make any sense whatsoever? And it's Chris Broussard, which means it's total BS. So
yeah, I mean, I can see in a way thinking that a guy like Chris Paul could be better for a team that's in win now mode than Ben Simmons, especially a team that is kind of, I mean, JJ Redick's going to be gone. It's going to be lacking in shooters, but I don't know. I mean, I think the Rockets would be a lot happier with that deal than the Sixers would.
Yeah, I just.
And I think if you give up on Ben Simmons, I mean, it's the antithesis of what the Sixers have been. That's what, I mean, the whole idea of the process was to get a good young core. And now you're talking about trading probably the second most promising guy you got out of that entire process and trading him for a guy who's clearly got a down arrow next to his name and is still costing you a ton of money.
Yeah, well, and the salaries don't match. I don't know how you make that work.
I mean, you'd have to take some bad contracts with it.
Yeah.
I don't see it working.
No, and, you know, I
heard Raheel bring up the idea of Gordon Hayward for Chris Paul. And that's kind of interesting. And on the surface, you say, well, why does that make any sense? And you think about Kyrie Irving being gone, Rozier being gone, the Celtics need a point guard. And, I mean, Gordon Hayward has been, there's no real other way to word it than a disappointment in his time in Boston. And maybe, you know, you're taking a chance that, you know, if you build a team around Chris Paul, well, you wouldn't be building around Chris Paul. You'd be building a team around Brown and Tatum, and seeing if adding Chris Paul can suddenly boost them over the edge or at least keep them competitive. I think that's interesting. You know, I don't know how well Gordon Hayward fits with the Rockets, but they would clearly have to adjust some,
right?
But the Rockets would get younger that way for sure.
I don't hate that. I just, from the Boston perspective, though, I don't know. I mean, you're taking on an awful big.
Well, Gordon Hayward's an awful big contract too.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I still think you're going to get something out of him during the contract.
Right.
The last 2 years of Paul's deal. I mean, I think next year is about it for him, frankly, in terms of being a guy who's a difference maker, because he wasn't really that much of a difference maker this year, and you know, I think he can still play. And we saw it the other night. There's times when you can jump up and still be a very good player. But are you going to get that for really beyond next year? I don't think so. But, you know, maybe somebody looks at that. Maybe that does make sense. I don't know. But I think you're trading for him for 1 year to pay him for three.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many teams are willing to do that. But I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out this offseason since – whether or not they can reshape this team, and you know, that one does make a little more sense to me than Simmons, but you know, maybe there is something to it.
I still think it's going to be an uphill battle for the Rockets to find a trade partner, a dance partner on Chris Paul.
Yeah, and you know, do they want to? I mean, if you're looking at next year as having one last shot at it. Maybe you're looking to, well, I don't know how you add this. Daryl Morey's smarter than me. He'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to get better players around him to have an opportunity. So we'll see. It's, I don't know, man. I feel like the Rockets are, this is the same thing we talk about every year. What can they do in the offseason to finally get over the hump?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't see that hump as something they're going to get over.
I don't either.
Speaking of, we were talking about the draft lottery earlier.
Yes.
The USA Today simulated the lottery 100 times.
Okay.
To see what would come up. The team that got the most wins out of the 100, or got the number one pick the most times, the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even though they have a 12.5% chance, they got 19 out of 100 where they had the number one pick. I love it when people do dork stuff like this because it's meaningless.
Yeah.
but Cleveland had 15, Washington 12, Atlanta 11, New York 10, Phoenix 10, New Orleans 7, Memphis 6, Dallas 5, Minnesota 2, the Lakers 1, Charlotte 1, Miami 1.
Okay.
So I feel like
if the Lakers win, it's totally rigged, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, it's rigged. I think that would be too obvious.
Yeah.
But Chicago winning would make some sense because you'd like to have that program be prominent again. And while it's not New York or L.A., it's close. So I think one of those three winds up winning it, and it is.
Well, fixed. I mean, Chicago at 12.5%, that's 1.5% less of a chance than New York, Cleveland, or Phoenix.
Right.
So it's not like it's absurd that the fourth favorite would draw out the most times. That's not crazy.
And that's why I think it's going to happen, because it won't look as bad as if New York or L.A. wins.
Yeah.
Especially L.A. And New York, even with a 14% chance, yeah, you can justify it and say, well, they had one of the highest chances. Okay, I'll kind of buy that. But, boy, you give it to the Lakers, and everybody's going to know the damn thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like they haven't rigged this thing in the past, let's be honest. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'd like to see the Bulls get him.
Yeah, I guess because I'm not as concerned about where. You know who I don't want to see get him? Phoenix.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you.
And honestly, don't want New York to get him because I feel like they don't deserve it.
Oh, they'll have him for 2 years and then they'll trade him to the Mavericks.
Such a mess of an organization. Boy, I'll tell you what. I know that's not going to be popular around here. Can you imagine him in Dallas? With Doncic and Porzingis, and I mean
that's a pretty good front court.
that's an interesting team.
Yeah. Well, I'll be curious to see who Dallas gets out of this too, because
I'd be interested to see him with the Wizards, who are already. They can't stay healthy, but they've got some nice pieces in place.
9% chance for them. I don't really want him going to Atlanta.
Atlanta's a wasteland.
Atlanta's like Phoenix.
Atlanta does kind of, what they do would fit well with what he is. But it wouldn't be exciting.
No. What about New Orleans? Then you make a Davis trade and get some talent around him.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm going to give you another number to call if you need to get a few pounds off here before the summer. You want to look good in your bathing suit. Go see my friends at Innovative Lasers of Houston. The Zorona laser treatment there it's amazing what it does. You can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. And it truly works. And I've had a couple of friends go after I talked about it, and they had said the same thing. And it's a very simple process. You go in, they basically shine a red light on you. There's no downtime. There's no painful procedures. And it shrinks the fat cells. And they can target areas that if you're having trouble losing in specific areas like I was, they can target that area and get the weight off. All you have to do is be one of the first 100 to call 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off and 3 free sessions as part of their offer. That's 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5. You can also go to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com and schedule your free consultation. Consultation doesn't cost you anything. Find out if it's right for you and if they can help you. 281-888-3094. That's 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Getting a lot of... 432.
Yeah, barely
that was pretty weak, I have to say. I expect more of you than that.
Sorry.
You've got to reach deep down and
listen, I just go with what comes.
You got to do better than that. I mean, listen, I'm okay with mediocrity when you're on air, but when it comes to the burps, man, you've got to do better than that. I expect a lot more out of you.
I'll try and up my effort.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 913 says, I think Kevin Love is extremely overrated, but he'd be a great addition to Harden.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But are you trading Chris Paul for Kevin Love?
No, I mean,
if you're the Cavs, do you prefer to have Chris Paul or Kevin Love?
I don't know at this point if you're the Cavs, it really matters, right?
I mean, John Beilein's an offensive genius. I don't know. I mean, that's the problem with Chris Paul. I think what's going to go faster is his defensive abilities, and that's part of what made him great. And I mean, he was pretty bad defensively the last we saw him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. The Kevin Love thing is that's an interesting name.
All right, I have a giveaway for the people. So this will be at 4:40. We'll take the fourth caller, and you get to hang out with me Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park from 1 to 3 p.m., free admission. You get the buffet. You get to hang out and watch live quarter horse racing, and then the Preakness Stakes if you wish to stick around for that. But I will be there from 1 to 3, and we'll take caller 4 at 4:40, so don't call before then. Trying to give the people on the stream a chance.
You're a gentleman.
No, I care about the people.
Yeah.
They don't always care about me, but I do care about the people.
No, they usually don't.
No, and that's okay. I don't mind being disliked. I may save this story that Home Dude sent me. That might be my new gem of the day. I've got two or three really good contenders, but that's pretty good. I've been, I know that we're starting getting close to like mini camp for the Texans and stuff like that. And I'm just kind of curious now that we've had a chance to sort of step back and look at, I think we're both in agreement that the Colts are probably going to be the team to beat in the division.
They're the best team in the division in my mind. Yeah.
And partially schedule, I think, is going to be a big thing for the Texans. But let's say best case scenario, these tackles work out somehow, whether it's Khalil on or the rookie playing on the left side and you get somebody on the right side.
Okay.
They stay relatively healthy.
Okay.
What's your best case scenario for these guys? And we always talk about range of wins. I'm kind of curious what you, if everything goes perfectly according to plan, the offensive line's better. They run the ball effectively. Will Fuller stays on the field.
Yeah.
I know there's about a 1% chance of that. It's not one of the odds Wednesday, but let's say all that happens. And defensively, you know, the cornerbacks do okay. I mean, I still think that's an issue.
9-7?
See, I was going to say 10-6.
10-6. It's 9-7 or 10-6.
I think.
If everything goes their way.
I mean, that's if everything goes perfectly.
Which I wouldn't expect it to. Because their schedule, this isn't last year's schedule. if everything would have gone right last year, or if you switched last season's schedule and this year's.
Oh, I'd say 12-4, 13-3 possibility.
Yeah, I think you could have had a real run. But even if things go really right, are you better than the Saints? Are you better than the Chargers? Are you better than the Chiefs? Are you better than the Colts? Are you better than the Patriots?
I think you're going to beat some of those teams, whether you're better than them or not, but many of them.
You might beat some of them, but you also, I mean, would it blow your mind if they lost to teams like the Falcons or the Ravens? No.
No, there's a lot of teams that I think are kind of in their group that they're playing.
Yeah. And Carolina, Falcons,
all those teams, Ravens, are very similar.
Yeah. They're all in that. And I mean, Tennessee is in their group. They've proven that they're basically in each other's group the last couple seasons. So, yeah, and if Jacksonville's any better, yeah, I think
Jacksonville's better.
I think 10-6 is that would be
pretty remarkable, right?
It really would be,
because I think you might get the Saints opening night because the Saints tend to start slow. But if you played them in Week 5,
do the Texans tend to start fast?
Well, no, they don't either. But if you're going to get them, that's when you're going to get them. Like, it's much better than playing them in Week 5 because I think the Saints would hammer them. But other than that, man, most of these other games you look at, it's like, I don't know what Kansas City's going to be, especially if they don't have Hill.
Yeah.
I don't know if that team's going to be as good as it was last year. Pretty sure the Chargers are going to be good again. And I might even pick the Chargers to win that division this year.
They probably be my favorite right now.
I mean, as of today. And everybody's roster is pretty much set at this point.
Right.
And there's a few guys out there who could help and that I think some teams will pick up. But I keep looking at this team and I think, all right, well, let's give them a best case scenario. They've solved their offensive line problem, which I don't know that they have. I mean, that's pure speculation. They invested in it and they got players who they like.
Yeah.
But we'll see if that works because it hasn't in the past. And they like Xavier Suafilo. It didn't work. They like Nick Martin. I don't know that that's worked.
No.
So, I'm very cautiously pessimistic about this team, I guess, is the way I'm looking at it.
Cautiously pessimistic.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what would you guess is your, we're saying best case scenario. What do you think? They play this season 10 times. How many? What's the average record?
9-7.
Okay.
I think it's 9-7. I think they're that.
I think it's probably closer to 8-8.
Maybe. I mean, but that's pretty much what they've been every year under Bill O'Brien, with one bad exception when the quarterback went to hell.
Yeah.
And then last year. But they pretty much have been a 9-7 team. I think that's kind of what. I think 8-8, 9-7 is a more realistic scenario. But if you're 9-7,
well, and I'm not saying the average season where everything goes perfectly, like your scenario pointed out. I'm saying you play 10 seasons. You know, how many of those out of 10 is Will Fuller going to get hurt?
Eight.
I mean, so far he looks like he's a 100% guy. But okay, let's just say 8. How many times out of 10 will the tackle picks have worked out? Like, just play it. Basically, you're simulating the season 10 times. How many times is Deshaun Watson going to be able to be sacked that much and still stay healthy? I think 8-8 and 7-9 seem more likely than better than 8-8.
I could see that,
because it's not going to be a perfect story. I mean, everything's going to go right.
Question was, if everything goes perfectly according to plan, what's the ceiling? And I think that's and Dustin brings up a really good point. It says, name the last three games the Texans weren't supposed to win that they pulled out. I have a hard time. That's the thing. Like, if you're going to get the Saints, you want to get them the first week. But when was the last time they beat a team like that that's better than them? And they got the Colts in overtime, but the Colts were 1-3 at the time and hadn't figured things out yet. So I'm not going to count that one. But I'd have to go back and look at games where they were underdogs and actually won.
I mean, I don't think you'd find. I mean, if we're not finding any last year, I know for sure you're not going to find any in 2017.
Right. Well, they were 2-14.
No, that's a 4-12.
A 4-12, excuse me, yeah.
So, I mean, if you go back to 2016.
I'm sure the Colts were, well, I don't know if the Colts were favored over them or not.
That's the year that the Colts didn't have Andrew Luck, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the Colts were favored last year. That'd be the only game I can think of.
Okay.
Cowboys weren't favored when they beat them here. When they won at Jacksonville, I bet you Jacksonville was favored.
No, they did have Luck in 2016.
Okay.
And that's the year that they swept the Colts. So I would assume that the at Indy would, I mean, although the Texans at the time were,
they were 1-6.
They were 7-6, and the Colts were 6-7. I don't know if they were. I mean, I'm sure they were favored.
What about Broncos last year?
They would have been favored over the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos were pretty bad at that point in time. So
yeah, it's been a while. I'd have to go back and look at the ATS stuff, but it doesn't happen very often.
No, and just looking at it, like, okay, the only teams that might have been favored would have been Colts, Jaguars, and Broncos, and those are teams that you would kind of put in that same group with them. It's not like Patriots, Chiefs, Chargers, Saints in this case that we've talked about. I mean, I think those are just better teams, and they haven't had a good history against teams like that, and I think that's a fair point. So,
doesn't bode well for this season schedule.
No, they're going to have to do some things they haven't done before.
Yep.
And someone 3 asked, would you agree the range for Texans wins is between 5-10? I think the floor is a little better than that. I'll go 6-10 is the range for me. Not that that's going to be their record, that between 6-10 wins for the season.
Yeah.
I could, the only way I see them losing or winning fewer than 6 is if Watson gets hurt. And there's certainly that possibility. So.
When you look at their schedule and you go through and look at the teams that you feel like are slam dunk wins for the Texans.
Well, let's go. You know, we haven't looked at the schedule yet.
We'll say home to Jacksonville should be a slam dunk win, right?
I'm not gonna give them a slam dunk on that because.
Okay. Well, how about this? You tell me when there's a slam dunk. At Saints.
No, that's a probable loss.
Home Jags.
I think they should win that, but I also think the Jags are better.
At Chargers.
No.
Home Panthers?
That might be their first chance, especially if Newton's hurt. Well, it depends on Cam Newton. If Cam Newton's right,
okay.
Then no. If he's not, then I think that's a win.
Home Falcons.
They're the same team. I can't.
Not a slam dunk by any means. At Chiefs, loss. At Colts.
Loss.
Home Raiders.
That's pretty close to a slam dunk.
It should absolutely be a win. Game in London. Jacksonville.
Yeah, probably. They've done that enough to where they know how to handle that trip.
The at Baltimore.
That's a coin flipper.
Home Colts.
Yeah, you probably split with the Colts.
Home Patriots.
Loss.
Home Broncos.
Probably a win, but I don't know what the Broncos are going to be either.
And then you've got at Tampa sandwiched in between the two Titans games.
Yeah, you're going to have to finish.
I think 5 could easily happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of these games though that they'll win
a game they shouldn't and they'll lose a game they shouldn't.
Well, I don't know if they'll win a game they shouldn't, but they'll beat a team like the Falcons or that's a coin flip, or they'll go in and they'll beat the Ravens or something like that. So I still think if Watson's healthy, 6 is the floor.
Okay.
So, but we'll see.
It's crazy. This team was 11-5 last year.
Yeah, and one,
and they just, I mean, it felt like fool's gold the entire season.
Yeah, there was never a point where during that winning streak where you were going, wow. Because like when they went the 12-4 year when Schaub got hurt at the end, there was a point when they went on the road and beat the Bears, you thought, holy bleep, this team could make the Super Bowl. You never even considered that last year.
I guess what I'm thinking is this team, thinking about this year versus last year, the Texans never felt like they were as good as their record last year. I would say that there's potential that they are a better team than their record will indicate by the end of this next season.
I think so. But there wasn't a single game where you...
Because if they finish 6-10, 7-9, while obviously that would be wildly disappointing, it wouldn't mean that they're, you know, a horrible football team that's nowhere near winning. It just means that...
I'd agree with that.
You know, they're still... But they're... We can agree right now, they're not a championship team. They're not that team. There's a ways to go before they become that.
I just don't see it. I don't think they've because that's assuming that these rookie offensive linemen work out right away, and that Deshaun takes another big step forward, and some of the other guys. I don't know that they're good enough defensively. How's that?
Yeah.
Even if the offense was perfect, which it won't be.
It won't be.
I just don't think they're good enough on defense, and that's not a 1 year fix. Just like the offensive line isn't a 1 year fix. I think they're a couple years away from being that kind of a team, and probably at least one more draft, and being right about this draft.
Yeah,
but yeah, just looking back on last season, I mean, the only game that they blew anybody out on, well, there was a couple. They blew out the Dolphins on a short week, but they almost lost to the Bills. That game, people forget, it wound up 20-13, but they were losing that game.
They were.
God, I don't even remember who was playing quarterback for the Bills then, but it wasn't anybody any good because their starter got hurt.
Yeah. God, who was that? Yeah, well, I think they got into their third string, and that's when they got the interception.
Right.
They got a pick six.
Yeah, they got a pick six that, from Joseph, and that was...
Because Allen got hurt, and then it was... Oh, Nathan Peterman. That's who it was. Peterman, yeah.
Yeah, that, and, you know, the Dolphins game, short week, they blew them out. But other than that, I mean, they had to get the missed field goal to beat the Broncos, and they barely beat the Redskins, and that's even with Alex Smith getting broken in that game. And the Titans game and the Browns game, they won pretty easily, but those teams at that point, you're looking at them going, oh, they're not very good. They were all out to beat the Jets. I mean, they and you would have, I think you would have felt better about them if they'd beaten the Eagles, if they'd won that game instead of losing it. But even so, I mean, yeah, it didn't matter. They got blown out in the playoffs by the Colts. And that game was not as close as it looked.
That game was a blowout.
Yeah. I mean, it wound up 21-7. But
it just shouldn't have been that close.
No.
Well, and the other thing with the Eagles game, they lost to... Nick Foles is a good backup quarterback, but he's still the backup quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they get to face him twice this year.
Yep.
So we shall see.
And he didn't just beat it. He destroyed the Texans in that game. That was like the 400-something, almost 500-yard game. They had like four touchdowns. I mean, he had his way.
And that secondary was so bad in that game, as they were most of the season last year. Hey, Texans may drive you to drink a lot this year. If they do, cheershealth.com. Get your Cheers. It's a great supplement. It's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. And trust me, it works. And I don't drink without it, but you don't have to take my word for it. It was developed by 5 PhDs and an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw him on Shark Tank. You've heard his commercials on the station. And they're what I like to call smarts. And they all use it. And I'm telling you, they've put together a product that makes the drinking experience so much better the next morning. It gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. You simply take 2 to 4 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. To order, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Keep in mind, they're based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock, the startup's going to put the product on your doorstep tomorrow. You're going to feel better when you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com. Jump, she say how high she does. Different folks, but dummy is my bro.
This is his instrument. I tipped him made for extra benches. This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter says, hey, Fred, does any of this matter if you can't picture O'Brien holding a Lombardi trophy at the end of the season? I can't picture that at all. I don't think they're ever winning a Super Bowl with Bill O'Brien. I think at some point, Yeah. I don't see that. Maybe I'm wrong. But I do think this is a big year for him.
I think so, too.
So, and now, to be fair, like, the Colts have pretty much the same schedule, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not exactly like, you know, they're just so much easier than the Texans. They play all the same teams except for a couple. So, and there's always a team that's not as good as you think. Like, for instance, maybe Carolina turns out to be garbage this year. Or maybe the Falcons, although I think it's more likely Carolina. But then again, maybe Tampa's better than we think.
Yeah.
And that's always a possibility. And I think the Saints are a really good team. I wonder at some point when you run into the when does Drew Brees get old thing. It's the same thing I feel about the Patriots. At some point, Tom Brady has got to fall off.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's this year. Wasn't much to indicate last year that would be the case for either guy. But, you know, you get old. It happens. Yep. But I think what Brady's doing in particular is just amazing. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, does Watt have any trade value? Why would you trade J.J. Watt?
No.
That makes.
Let's not discuss it any further.
Yeah, that's just, really, that's... Yeah, I if you want to talk about trading somebody.
There was a time where, and we talked about it before, when JJ was, I know I never thought that he would be a top level player again. You know, coming off the injuries, he seemed like he was, I don't want to say he seemed like he was washed, but he seemed like he wasn't ever going to be a top level guy again. And he's clearly a top level guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's defensive player of the year caliber, but he's top five defender in the league. Probably.
But you don't trade him when Jadeveon Clowney's basically playing his last season in Houston.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense.
They did add Tywan Jones today.
Oh well,
there's game changer.
Yep, guess everything's done.
30-year-old running back.
Yeah, I mean. You wanted to draft a running back. Are you crazy?
Don't draft one. Go out and get Tywan Jones.
All right, let's talk about my friend Chad. He's not really my friend, but I know him. Actually, I don't even know him. But he did go to My Computer Career, and last year he was working two jobs. He was trying to make ends meet, struggling to do that. So in February, he started his IT career, making more money, doing something he loves, all thanks to My Computer Career. If you don't love what you do, check out mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online, just two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.